psychologists are taking a different approach to mental health care in Argentina. They believe they can relieve their patients' sense of alienation by putting them on the radio for the outside world to hear. The idea has been copied by a handful of other hospitals around Latin America. And as NPR's Martin Costi reports from Buenos Aires, it has also made for some original radio programming.
Radio Buenos Aires en frecuencia modulada.
Tuning around the FM dial in Buenos Aires, it doesn't take long to realize that 100.1 is not like the other stations.
Una radio realizada íntegramente por los internos.
This radio program is produced entirely by the inmates of José Borda Psychiatric Hospital, says this pre-recorded announcement. It's not clear whether it's meant as some kind of a warning, but the announcement turns out to be the most orderly part of what is known as Radio La Colifata, or Crazy Radio.
Are you crazy?
The show is broadcast on Saturday afternoons from a couple of card tables on the lawn outside the hospital. It starts whenever people are ready and rambles on into the evening. 30 or so patients mill about in the audience, waiting for their turn on the air. Much of Radio La Colifata consists of free-flowing, Oprah-style chit-chat.
Y no tenemos que darle a una desnudista, a una que anda en todas las revistas pornográficas del mundo, como es Madonna.
In this conversation, for example, the patients lament the fact that Madonna starred in the movie version of Evita. One of them refers to Madonna as a professional nudist, unfit to play Evita Perón. But the on-air chats often get darker.
Quiero contar un poquito cómo estoy acá, ¿no?
In a segment called How I Ended Up Here, a patient tells the story of how he went crazy. I was at home alone listening to this song, he says, and then I went out on the street and started doing crazy things. And then he starts to sing the song that, as far as he's concerned, drove him mad.
Justo al borde de un abismo vive el ser humano. Y a veces cae en él por dejarse impresionar.
To an outsider, this may seem like macabre programming, but the psychologist who started Radio Colifata says it's actually therapeutic. Alfredo Oliveira says when patients become delusional, he gently reminds them that they're on the air, and he says that often helps them to recover the all-important realization that there are other people in the world.
No solo en términos concretos y reales de que hay oyentes del otro lado que...
It's more than just the concrete idea of people out there listening to the radio, Oliveira says. It goes further. It implants in the psyche of each patient the idea that whenever he's in front of a microphone, he's in front of another being.
El clavelito, triste mi vida, por una rosa se consumía, pero la rosa coquetimada.
The antenna on the hospital roof is pretty weak, and Radio Colifata's signal reaches only into one or two neighborhoods. But the patients also send CD compilations to radio stations around the country, and they get a constant stream of emails and letters from listeners. The messages are proudly read out loud. A visitor from the outside, named Teodoro, says the letters are often the high point of the show.
Porque muchos no pueden salir de acá. No pueden salir tal vez nunca más.
It's because many of these people can't leave here, Teodoro says. They may never be able to leave. But with this, they can exit via their ideas, which go out into the city, into the rest of the country, he says. And in that respect, the patients of Borda Hospital aren't that different from most people who want to be on the radio. Martin Costi, NPR News, Buenos Aires.